Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by TuneIn.com. Big news, Part of My Take is now playing on TuneIn, and while you can listen to every episode on the TuneIn audio app for free, TuneIn is giving our listeners 20% off its premium subscription for limited time. And let me say, as a displaced Cubs fan, I use the TuneIn Premium app to listen to the Cubs. You can listen in your car, when you're on the go, anywhere you want with the premium subscription. You can catch them all. And that's every play, every team, every game. If you live and breathe sports like me, then you'll love TuneIn Premium. Plus, with TuneIn Premium, not only will you get to hear your favorite teams live, you'll also get great commercial-free music from around the world and unlimited audiobooks. So go to TuneIn.com/Barstool. That's TuneIn.com/Barstool to get TuneIn Premium at 20% off. Download the TuneIn app and subscribe today. Today's episode is also brought to you by Fuego Box. Fuego Box goes out and finds the best hot sauces from around the world and sends them to you. Three new hot sauces every single month. I'm a hot sauce guy, but here's the best part is all of them are different. So they give you different flavors and you can use them however you want. You can use them on all kinds of food. The sauces take Tabasco, Sriracha, Frank's, or whatever you normally use to a new level. Instead of just adding pure heat to your food, the sauces Fuego Box sends add a lot of flavor with a nice kick. They sent us a few samples a couple weeks ago. We've been using it for everything and anything. We're food guys. We're hot sauce guys. So here's a discount I have for you. $10 discount. Go to FuegoBox.com. Use the promo code PMT. That's FuegoBox.com. Use that promo code PMT, and they will send you three new sauces every single month. Why would you go to the grocery store when Fuego Box will send you your hot sauces to your door? FuegoBox.com. PMT. Let's go. Hey! Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Friday, December 23rd. We have Christmas coming up, but before we do that, Grayson Allen is officially public enemy number one. We actually predicted this.
Yeah, well, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back too hard for this one. This was a pretty obvious call to make that he was going to continue tripping people at a rapid rate. I do want to point out the blatant hypocrisy in basketball as opposed to any other sport, where if you play a sport where you have a face mask on and you trip somebody, it's like, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe you get a slap on the wrist or whatever. And in basketball, if you trip somebody like two or three times consistently and without remorse, it's like you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
So quick PR 101 for Grayson Allen, put a face mask on, like Chauncey Billups used to wear.
Oh, yeah,
Rip Hamilton.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We predicted not only that he was, I mean, like you said, it was an easy prediction to say he was going to keep tripping someone. He's addicted to tripping.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a problem.
Ooh,
he should go to rehab. Go to rehab.
Seek
for
treatment.
Tripping.
Yeah.
But we also predicted that he would get into the discussion for most hated Duke players of all times, which is now happening. Like, people are writing the blogs, is Grayson Allen the most hated Duke player? I still don't think he is. What do you think, Hank? Hank's a Duke
fan,
by
the way. Here's why he's not the most hated, because the more hated he becomes, the more loved he becomes by Duke fans, so it counters out the hate.
I don't know, actually.
And also, the internet has increased hate, quotation mark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
Everyone just hated him without agreeing with each other in the internet.
I didn't hate him.
I didn't hate him either.
I thought it was scrappy. I thought he was good.
Christian Laettner was the original. J.J. Redick. I mean, there's a million guys. John Shire.
Okay, seems like this is becoming a race thing.
Kyle Singler. No, I hated Jay Williams.
Okay.
My former teammate, Dante Jones. A lot of people hated him.
Mm.
Trajan Langdon. Shane Battier.
It's just, you know what? Hey,
Grayson Allen's definitely the most hated since Redick.
Hey, yes. MTV News, how about you do a video of all the underappreciated and overhated white players from Duke and saying, attention white men, in 2017, please stop hating us.
Do you think Coach K, when he's recruiting guys, he like has a little check mark? You know how if you look at the big board in a draft and it's like, you know, motor and, you know, game awareness. And do you think it's hateability? Like, well, if he can't reach a certain level of hateability, he's not going to be a true Dookie.
Yeah, I think that that's probably under intangibles in his scouting report. I also want to give a big shout-out to Coach K. Classy, as always, nipping this problem before it becomes an issue and not letting him get away with it. And, you know, reminding everybody that Duke, here at Duke, we hold ourselves to a higher standard of excellence than everybody else, so you can only trip somebody three times before you get suspended.
He also had a little nice not-to-brag but. Coach K, that is. He said, I handle things the way I handle them. I think I've handled this correctly, and moving forward, I will continue to handle it correctly. I don't need to satisfy what other people think I should do. So
he's,
shout out Coach K.
You know what
K.
that is? That's a great statement, because he's preemptively gaslighting us and saying, moving forward, I will continue to handle it correctly.
Yes.
So that way, anything that he does, he has already told you that's the correct thing.
His meltdown, by the way, Grayson Allen's on the bench, was fantastic.
It was insane.
I love him. This is going to sound weird, but Grayson Allen is everything I need in college basketball. And I think most Duke fans, the rational Duke fans, like, we have a mutual respect. Like, I hate their guts, but they're like, you know what?
You don't hate nobody's.
Right, exactly.
Hate us because they ain't us.
That's
right.
We need to exist. They need to exist.
Stop saying, you can just say me and Hank. We're both Duke fans over here.
Yeah. Are you a Duke fan?
Yeah, I'm a Duke fan.
Oh, my God.
And a UNC fan too. I like both teams.
You like them both.
Yeah.
Grayson Allen suspended. He could also always go with the Draymond Green. I mean, like, we've been here. Draymond Green said his core is not that strong, and he just involuntarily kicks people.
Yeah. Or maybe he was having a seizure.
Yeah.
You can go with that.
Yeah.
Somebody took a picture of me. The flash hit my eyes like a Pokemon, and it made me stick my leg out.
Look out for Coach K to maybe take a little heat off Grayson Allen, have a little dizzy spell sometime soon. Maybe if they lose to Virginia Tech, if they're losing to Virginia Tech, maybe a little collapse on the sideline, Hank. You know he's good for that.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, you know he's good for that little dizzy spell.
You know what else he could do?
Oh,
he could grow the gray hair out a little bit and be like, you boys are giving me gray hairs. Yeah. And then once they start playing well again, just dye it totally jet black again.
Coach K, he's either gonna do the dizzy spell, the gray hairs, or what was that year he sat out because his back hurt?
Oh, when he had a shitty team?
Yeah, when he had a shitty team, they lost all those games. It doesn't count against his record.
He was looking at his roster for opening day, and he was like, I've got Steve Wojciechowski.
Oh, man.
That is my best player at every position, so.
Ow, my back! Ow, my arm! Rodney Dangerfield. Ah. Yeah, damn. Guess all these losses won't count against me. Right, Hank?
Yeah.
All right, so like we said, it is holiday season. We're not going to do a Mount Rushmore because it's not Mount Rushmore season. Mm-hmm. We're going to just talk about our favorite holiday activities. I'll start. Christmas Day unders coming up. Everyone remember, Christmas Day, my theory, the unders in the NBA, if you bet the first three unders, I think you've won every year in like the last decade.
Where did it go last year?
I think it went 3-0 last year.
No, I think it went 2-1 last
year. No, 3-0 last year.
2-1 last year. Still good.
The teams are maybe take a little too long, eat a little food.
It's only for the first three games, though,
only
right?
First three games. And actually, my real theory
first
is you bet the first game, and if you win, you can then walk away. So if you want to just do it that way, because the first one almost always goes under.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to get a little randy, go game two and three. And the nice thing is the pressure that it puts on me, because all these people tweeting at me like, on my entire Christmas, like all the gifts I got, I put on the unders. Don't let me down, Big Cat. It's a thrilling day.
You better not go 0-3. If you go 0-3, you've lost all credibility that you've built up over the years.
Two or three years ago, I went 0-1 and people started jumping ship. And then we ended up going 2-1. So,
What about the day after St. Patrick's Day unders in basketball and hockey? I bet hockey would be a good one to do that on, right?
Yeah.
Those guys go out and they party pretty hard.
Yeah, have a few drinks. Yeah.
Have a few Molsons, huh?
A few pops.
A couple Molsons and maybe some Labatt there.
What else you got for Christmas activities?
Christmas activities, I'm a big fan of breaking my best toy within the first couple hours of getting it.
You still get toys.
Yeah. Oh. Get toys. You don't get toys?
Okay, I like that.
Do you not get toys? I'm serious.
Still? No.
Well, I mean, I refer to, you know,
everything.
Everything's a toy on Christmas.
Okay. I'm more a cash guy.
Okay. You just ask your neighbors for cash.
I just give
your family for cash.
I give cash, get cash. That's the way you operate.
Big cash exchange.
Yeah, exactly. Don't have to pay the taxes. Stay away from Uncle Sam. What about you, Hank?
I don't really. I mean, I like getting drunk. Eating creme brulee French toast.
Nice brag. Okay. Nice
brag. That's very specific.
Creme brulee French toast.
I mean,
is that
it's Christmas,
new,
Christmas
is that
traditions.
Menu?
My
that's
mom makes creme brulee French toast on Christmas.
Is that on
delicious.
The Taco Bell like secret menu?
No, it's on the Mama Lockwood secret menu.
Okay, nice. Creme brulee. All right, Frenchman.
I have two others. I love holiday season, betting on bowl games and losing all my money. That's just a fun thing to do.
Ooh,
and
sweet
then,
brag.
And then a new one that you guys all love too, is not taking care of our goldfish and having it die.
That's a great... What a tradition that
what
is.
What a
huh?
tradition.
Mine is still not watching It's a Wonderful Life because that movie sucks.
Sucks.
And any movie that's made before 1990 can just piss right off because I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm. I
sorry if that
agree.
Offends, but I mean, that's real life.
It's movies with subtitles and movies that are either black.
I'm going to disagree on the subtitles because that would eliminate a lot of World War II era movies that take place in Nazi Germany.
Oh. I also forgot debating whether Die Hard's a Christmas movie or not. That's one of my favorite Christmas traditions.
Well, what do you think? Because it does take place at Christmas, but it's not a traditional Christmas movie because...
Shut up. Just
not
shut
the
up.
Holiday cheer. Just it's like up. A hostage situation.
Just shut up, please.
What do you think? Text us on the Subway Fresh Take Progressive Hotline and we'll see what you say.
Oh, man. Seriously, though, our goldfish is probably going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So,
RIP in advance.
No one's going to take care of Larry. This is his greatest test. His first test was doing well in the super contest, passed.
Mm-hmm.
His second test is surviving 10 days with no one feeding him.
His second test is abandonment. It's well, I prefer not to think of it like abandonment. It's like when you send your children off to college for the first time and they leave the nest.
Let's see if you can become a man, Larry.
Except we're just leaving him.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll just play this podcast for him on loop for 10 days.
He might get a little homesick.
Yeah, you little pussy. Don't die on us now. You won't do that.
Hey, Larry, swim to the light, you little bitch. Take the easy way out.
When he calls, we'll just be like, hey, you can't come home. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you got to stick it out.
Oh, you need more cash? Sorry.
You
might want to start sucking off the frogs to earn a little extra coin, buddy. Not getting it from us.
Let's do quickly, speaking of Larry, our Week 16 NFL picks. I know I've said this before, guys, but it's a wonky one.
It's extremely wonky. I'm looking at this, and I was talking to my cousin, and he also agrees that it's wonky, but for different reasons. You remember Rocket Richard on the Bruins? It was kind of like when Richard had his down year, but you knew he was coming back.
Bounce back year.
You knew he was going to bounce back.
Bounce back year.
You didn't know if it was going to be a bounce back week this week or if it was going to be next week. So you're rolling the dice 50-50.
The other thing you got to worry about is there's some teams we've crossed off, and if they end up showing up on Sunday and they're like, hey, we're actually going to uncross our cross, now you got to be worried.
That's right, and I'm still wondering if the Falcons are for real. Are they for real?
Teams can go in there and do whatever they want to them.
They looked like they were for real, but they're also a team that they haven't won anything yet.
Teams go into Atlanta often and just kind of sit down and say, where you want to put it? And they're just like, I'll put it here, here, here.
It's one of those stadiums.
Yeah,
you know?
One of those guys. all right, Hank, you go first.
All right, I got the Patriots. That's one of those lines. It's so ridiculous that I just have to bet it. 16.5.
All right.
Jaguars.
Okay.
Bengals.
You're going back with our boy Blake.
Yep.
Okay.
Lions and Colts.
All right. Me and Hank actually have some similar stuff here. I've got the R words. I've got the Buccaneers. I've got the Packers, the Colts, and I also have the Bengals. I think Tom Savage is a Tom Savage is a 1 week wonder.
Okay, so I actually took the Texans, went the other way on you guys. Tom, Macho Man, Randy Savage, Savage Garden. What else do we have?
21 Savage.
21 Savage. Tom, absolute savage. Like an absolute savage, Savage. I have the Chiefs, the Packers. I always told you guys that Sam Bradford trade was a fucking dumb move. The Titans and the Lions.
Let's check the tape on that one.
Yeah, we'll check the tape maybe after New Year's, okay? Yeah, we'll come back to it. All right, let's get to some interviews. We have two interviews with four people total. We interviewed some guys from the Rangers, which was great. They were in the office. And then we also had wrestling legend, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, join us.
Yeah, if you want to find out Ric Flair's love secrets, you're going to want to listen to this interview.
How many orgasms has Ric
Flair... No, we didn't say the O word.
Okay,
we
don't say the O O's?
Word. How many woos has he made a woman do in a night?
Tune in right now. All right, we now welcome on three of the Blue Shirts, New York Rangers. We got Jimmy Vesey, or as Dave was calling you, Vesey. Brady Shea and Kevin Hayes. They just got done with the Barstool Goalie Challenge. First question, Do you guys, obviously play in Madison Square Garden. We want to know if you respect Madison Square Garden, because LeBron does not. And so we kind of have to test to see who actually respects the Garden.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I mean, it's an incredible place. We have some crazy fans, whether it's Rangers or Knicks, and it's one of the most historic arenas around, so it's a place that I respect.
Do you do the water bottle challenge while you're sitting on the bench during a game?
I don't.
Yeah, because you respect the Garden.
that's right.
Yeah, that's true. So, I don't know. I haven't done that yet.
Maybe in the near future.
Yeah, I don't see why he can't respect the Garden.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
yeah. Yes. No, I agree. Good point.
I agree. I mean, it's one of the most historic buildings in sports. And
this is Jimmy talking, by the way, right now, yeah. So that when LeBron listens to this podcast, just know it was Jimmy who was taking shots at you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of history there, and when we play, and I think it's the same for the Knicks. It's a great atmosphere, and I don't know. I get the chills in warm-up, so.
I get the chills just talking about it, actually. So one thing that we like to discuss on this show, we're trying to figure out where the line's drawn when it comes to playoff injuries between the upper body and the lower body. What is considered the start of the lower body?
Anything that keeps you from the game, basically.
Groin.
A groin.
Groin.
A groin's a lower
hip,
body injury?
Hip, groin.
What part of the groin?
Inner groin.
Inner groin. Groin.
Inner groin.
Inner groin.
Upper groin. Upper groin.
Okay.
The outer groin.
Jimmy, I got a bone to pick with you. You ready?
Yep.
Don't All even right. bring it up. Like,
yeah, I'm
you
going
didn't
to.
Sign with the Hawks.
I have to. I have to. Get close to the mic. I want to know why you didn't sign with the Blackhawks. Are you afraid of winning and playing in the playoffs and playing in Stanley Cup champions?
I don't know. To be honest, I kind of just had New York in the back of my mind the whole time.
And so even when Jonathan Toews was like, hey, Jimmy, here's my three rings. Wow. See it?
It's
like,
okay to say you just want to get away from Big Cat.
Put on That's some sunglasses. This is blinding your eyes. And you're like, no, I just want to play for the Rangers.
No, it was a tough decision, obviously. But
here we go.
Great decision, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I just had New York in the back of my mind, and it's, I don't know, I'm 23 years old in New York City.
You don't have to explain
pretty good.
Yourself.
That's
about all I'll say.
Were people throwing you a lot of hate on Twitter and stuff from different fan bases? Because obviously it was like a big deal in the summer.
Nashville. Yeah, a lot of hate.
Nashville?
We were in a lot of different places.
Okay.
But we were just in Nashville, and
they don't boo nobodies.
Reception wasn't exactly a warm one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The imagine. Words of Matt Zuccarello, you must be a good player if you're getting booed.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And I scored in the shootout. Ooh. Okay. So that felt pretty good.
Throw it in their face.
So what's the mood in the locker room just knowing that it's the Caps year this year and you guys are basically fighting for second place?
They're a good team, but
it's their year.
Should be a good battle.
Yeah, it's their regular season.
Have you heard? No, have you heard that? It's their year that they're going to win
their regular season.
Stanley Cup.
Kevin, last time I saw you, we were partying with the Stanley Cup. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a pretty good time,
college.
Right? Yeah.
I was drafted by the Hawks, and my brother played there, but it was a blast. It was
a
great
pretty night. Good time. Yeah. That was my only question.
Have you picked the same bone with Kevin?
No. It's okay. You were like, obviously, it was a big deal because you were going around, and then I saw the Toews met with you, and I was like, how can you say no? That's a question. How can you say no? Okay, we'll move on. All right, I got a question for you, Brady.
Yeah.
From Minnesota.
Yeah.
Are you Minnesota nice?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. So Minnesota nice, for people who don't know, like that's your state slogan. Everyone's just nice. Mm-hmm. That's seriously what
state
they say.
State bird is the mosquito.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
So a fun Minnesota
We actually went to the Minnesota State Fair. You ever?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
You milk a cow there?
I didn't know. No.
That's how you know a state's good, when their state fair is their number one thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a unbelievable state. Great for the summers and stuff, but
you got a cabin?
I do.
Everyone's got a cabin there. Everyone's got a lake. What lake?
It's called Bay Lake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I used to go party at Turtle Lake.
Yep.
Bay Lake. Lake.
Close to there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretty good time.
Bay Lake.
For all the listeners out there that are intimately familiar with Minnesota's lakes.
Minnesota-Wisconsin border. Yeah, this is some good talk right now. St. Croix Casino. Yep. Just throwing that out there. Yeah.
Getting better. What we do on the show is we give every single NHL player that we interview 60 seconds to bash the NBA. So your time starts now.
I'm actually a fan of the NBA.
Yeah,
I am too.
Yeah, but like,
they
come on,
all the guaranteed money and.
Did you see LeBron sat out the other day? Like, he sat out a regular season game. Would you guys ever do that? Like, you guys ever sit out a regular season game with no injury?
They can get their coaches fired. Have you guys ever gotten a coach fired before? Yeah. Or has it even crossed your mind?
I haven't, no.
No.
Yeah, of course not.
I
Why not?
I think so.
I don't know. I like to play the game.
What about when they get like unlike cramps or something? Do you guys do you guys sit out for cramps? You guys play through everything.
Cramps are tough. Yeah, yeah. Cramps are one thing.
But you still play. But NBA players don't.
Trainers got like some electrolytes on the bench.
Yeah.
Stuff. Oh, some
But NBA guys don't. What about like they just don't even try in the middle of the season, right?
My one thing is.
Here we go. Get close to the mic. Yeah. This is our favorite because someone always comes with something.
I don't know. There's not a lot of parity in the league.
Right. It's super teams.
Yep.
It's like.
Why even watch?
If you have one unbelievable player, then it's pretty much a guaranteed win.
Yep.
That's right.
Not a team sport.
You know what? If you made the NBA cycle through three lines a game, it'd be a lot tougher, I think.
Yeah.
It'd be a better product to watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
I agree. Is there a salary cap in the NBA?
Yes, there is.
$1 billion.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a lot
of
money.
And it just doubled?
Yeah, it like tripled. Yeah.
And then everyone's the league can extort you if you want to pay extra money, too. All you have to do is wet their beak a little bit.
Jeez. Yeah, but I mean,
so it sounds pretty fair, right?
I'm not going to say soft, but would you guys agree that the NBA is soft?
No.
They're all nodding right now.
No, we're not.
Do you guys ever get caught in Henrik Lundqvist's eyes?
Mostly his hair.
Hair?
Yeah, he has. When Rant is playing, he kind of. Either goes with the cap on or the cap off, and when the cap's off, it's
dreamy.
It's flawless. Nice.
You guys like lose track of the game and stuff?
Sometimes.
I try not to look him in the eyes.
Yes. His eyes.
How much do you guys think he squats? Caribbean. Probably a lot, right?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You guys sure you don't want to bash basketball anymore?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. I mean, floor is yours.
It's a great sport. Go Knicks, go Celtics.
Okay.
What do you guys? What's
go
your
Timberwolves.
Real quick question? What's your go-to order at Tim Hortons?
Ice cap with a sour cream glazed donut.
Okay, that was quick.
What about you guys? You
like the double double?
I've been there actually. I think under 5 times in my life. I usually just go with the double double.
Mm.
I'm a Dunkin' guy.
Oh, that's their coffee is trash.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Do you guys? Prescribe to the theory that everyone once they're in the NHL they just end up sounding like they're Canadian?
No.
Well, you are not, but you two guys, you're kind of Canadian now. I mean, you're Minnesota.
I'm
is Canada.
I'm close, but
yeah. You ever say sorry?
Sorry?
Sorry. Sorry.
I never say sorry.
No. You just did.
Got him. Kev's not even close.
Yeah.
Kev's from
Don't forget
Rochester.
Where you came
yeah.
from.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it. Should we ask the last question? Well, why don't between the three of you, who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
Henrik Lundqvist.
Should we call him?
Most famous.
Let's call him and see how much he squats.
Yeah, let's call him and ask him how much he squats. Just for a second.
Just like guys.
Yeah.
Locker room talk.
Probably Riggs Barstool.
Oh God! There we go. We're gonna cut that part.
Yeah. Either.
Well, you know.
Ansel Elgort.
Okay.
Hanky, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Like producer Hank?
No.
Our producer?
No. You want to call?
Yeah.
Let's call
Hank. All right. Thank you, guys. Worst of luck in the rest of the season.
No offense.
Yeah,
my early condolences for losing to the Capitals.
Jimmy, you're actually invited to come to the office and watch the Blackhawks when they're in the finals this year.
Yeah, I might be back.
Perfect.
It was a good watching you sweat out the World Series.
You were here for Game 7. That's right. That was a wild night. All right. Thank you, boys.
Of course.
Thank you.
And now for something completely different.
All right. We now welcome on a man who needs no introduction, but I will introduce him anyway. 16-time World Champion Wrestling Hall of Fame member, The Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Rick, thank you for joining us. Before we get going, I was just looking at your Twitter. The Ric Flair shop that you have put up, and you have new shirts, the Stylin' and Profilin' shirt, the ugly sweater. It is phenomenal. Did you just start that shop?
Actually, I can't take credit for it. Cam did.
Okay.
But it's working out great.
Yeah. So everyone go check it out.
He's orchestrated it all.
Yeah.
I just signed on the paper.
Love it.
He did all the work.
Love it. So RicFlairShop.com. It is. They got some holiday codes going for 20% off site-wide. Some really cool shirts. All right. Let's start with something that I've always wondered because it's probably my favorite saying of all time. To be the man, you got to beat the man. When did you come up with that? And how often do you say that to yourself?
I don't say it to myself anymore. I used to, I think. But I came up with that in like 1978. seems like something to be that wouldn't require a lot of thought. I just said it. So.
Is it true?
A lot of my mouth when they be the man. You got to be the man. Of course, it's true.
All right. Yeah. I'm more of a football guy, and I know that you're a football guy too. You've been interacting with the Panthers in the past, and then I remember a few years ago you went out and you famously gave a hype speech to the 49ers before a playoff game.
Yeah, no, I'm full fledged Julio Jones and the Falcons now.
Okay, so
the Panthers lost me, man.
That's right, because I remember Steve Smith said that they're done with you now. Who would win in a ladder match? You or Steve Smith?
Steve Smith wouldn't even get in the ring.
Mm. Did you ask him to?
No, I didn't.
You want to? We can.
But he wouldn't.
We can put that challenge out right now to him.
Yeah, we could promote that.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I like Steve. It's all good.
Okay. Would you still get in the ring if we could get Steve Smith in a cage match with you?
No, okay. Guys, please.
All right.
You said we were making light of this damn fun.
Okay.
Actually, I'm glad Steve's playing. I'm glad he came back from injury. And John Harbaugh is a good friend of mine, so it's going to be a hell of a game.
Awesome.
Them in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Yeah. That will be a big game. All right, so I'm a huge wrestling fan, always been all my life. I've always wondered, behind the scenes, you guys obviously are traveling together, you're spending a lot of time together, you're on the road. What is, you know, is it like a locker room, a sports locker room, when you're not, you know, performing? Are you guys friends? Are you guys, you know, hanging out and having a good time together?
Yeah, actually, the guys now, what we did in the old days, the guys nowadays pretty much stay to themselves. A lot of video games, a lot of stuff like that, you know. Just social media is tough. The guys don't go out like they used to. It's just a different time.
Who are your road dogs when you'd be, you know, on tour with them? Like, who are the best friends that you had that you'd go out and hang out with?
In the old days?
Yeah.
Oh, Arn, Barry Windham, Ted DiBiase, Kurt Hennig, Bobby Heenan. I could go on forever. The Road Warriors, the Nasty Boys.
Do you think
I've had fun with everybody?
Do you think that the wrestlers today, maybe not spending as much time together, has negatively impacted, you know, wrestling? Do you think it has any effect on the product?
No. Well, I'm not saying they don't spend time together, but they spend 12 hours, you know, together a day for TV. So I'm just saying, when they have the leisure time, a lot of the guys travel by themselves rather than travel with, you know, four guys.
Right.
Raising hell, driving on the road. It's a different time.
Right.
And the scrutiny of social media and, you know, it's not that they don't, I mean, I've been with them. We all have fun, but it's in a place where we're safe from scrutiny.
I think a lot of our listeners
God forbid you get in trouble with the authority.
Right. Damn cops.
I think a lot of our listeners might remember you from Magic Mike. You had a pretty prominent role there. Did you give any
tips?
They
cut it out, man. I would have got an Oscar for that.
But it was in the behind the scenes. If you watched the DVD, I think we all did.
I never saw it, no.
Did you give Channing Tatum any tips on how to grind? Like, any grinding tips?
No, actually, I found him to be a really nice guy. Him and Joe, I can't think of Joe's last name, the guy that's dating that chick from USA, Sarola, what's her name? God, she's smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the chick's name?
Hold on. We got our producer on chick duty.
Sophie Vergara.
Ah. Yeah.
What's that?
Sophie Vergara.
Yeah. Big old titties.
Got to the bottom of that one.
That's where the beer alley, Cam. Mm.
Yep.
God, she's smoking, man.
That's a good segue to my next. We play this game with every guest we have. It's called Kiss and Tell. So I'm going to ask you, since I'm a wrestling fan, did you ever have relations with Miss Elizabeth, or was that just a storyline?
Never, no.
So do you realize Photoshop?
I've never been with a wrestling girl.
Mm. Okay.
Really?
That was the first Photoshop.
That leads to nowhere.
Don't crap where you eat.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it just, you know, and then all of a sudden they want a favor, and I don't like women hold me back.
Right.
As you probably have heard.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Next
ham
one.
Sandwich in the back rub and hit it.
Yeah. Macho Man and Stephanie McMahon.
I have no idea.
But maybe.
But that wasn't a denial.
I could find out, but I've never had any desire to.
Didn't say no.
Okay. And then my final kiss.
I know. I've never heard that. I mean, I've always heard the rumor, but I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, I really don't see that happening because that time Randy was so enamored with Liz.
Right.
But you never know. I knowing Stephen like I do, I don't see that happening.
The final kiss and tell question. When you are with a lady, do you ever woo? Do you do a woo?
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? What about when
more
you're just...
More importantly than that, she woos.
Oh, ooh. There we all go. Right. Now we're getting a little locker room talk.
Yeah, all night long.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not just one woo.
Ooh.
Multiple. How many woos? What is the most number of woos you've ever given a woman?
26 that I can remember.
Oh, okay. That you can remember.
That's, yes. There's probably more out there.
You have like marker on your arm tallying them up like days in jail. That's nice.
I lost count at about 20, but it was something like that. She just wouldn't stop.
Nice. Mm. Yeah. Chicks. Yeah. Just swapping stories. Just guys swapping stories here.
I have another game that we play with every guest. It's called Do You Still Hate Him? Mick Foley.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, Mick just had it. Hip replacement surgery yesterday. I just texted him. Yeah.
Nice.
No, he and I have become good friends.
I bet his body's holding up real well.
Oh, it's terrible, guys. He put himself through a lot, man.
But
you know, go ahead.
Flip side. Undertaker throwing him through that cage and onto the thumbtacks is something that will never be out of my brain. So he kind of wins on that.
On top of the table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
What is there any moment in your career that you look back on and you think, I really regret doing that because that was really stupid, or like something really dangerous that you wish you hadn't done?
I really can't say that I did. You know, the worst problem with an athlete in any sport, the minute you start thinking about what you're doing or what you're about to do and think of the consequences, you shouldn't be doing it. And I've never lived like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Have I taken some bumps? I regret it the next day. Yeah, but I didn't regret them before I did them.
What was the most painful thing you've ever experienced in the ring?
In the ring? Let me think. Well, you know, I can't put anything up, guys. You know, I've done an airplane crash. I've been hit by lightning. I've never had anything in the ring that bad. I cracked C5 in my neck, 1989 wrestling Dusty, but I didn't really feel the pain the next day. Maybe that was in there. Holy cow. You crack a vertebrae in your neck, you know. And, oh, man.
What was it like getting struck by lightning? I've always wanted to know what it feels like, but never actually, you know, obviously I don't want to do it.
It didn't actually. It just hit my umbrella, but I was holding it, so I consider me being struck by it. It killed the guy behind me. So,
holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
a story. It shot my umbrella about 30 or 40 feet in the air, and I thought, God, what the hell did that? And I turn around, and the lightning had gone from my umbrella right through the guy's eye and killed him right there on the runway.
Ooh.
On the tarmac in Richmond, Virginia.
Jesus, that's insane.
I've been really lucky in the ring, guys. I mean, I've been hurt a few times, but nothing that I've had torn rotator cuffs and stuff like that. But that goes with the territory, you know.
Right.
I've been relatively lucky for what I've put my body through.
What about cutting in the ring? Would that, like, what kind of pain would that, you know, would it be very painful? And how much blood, like, did you ever get to a point where you're like, holy shit, I'm bleeding a lot of blood? Like, this is actually pretty bad?
No.
That's a problem.
The more the better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
that's a wrestling
guy.
What's red is green.
Oh, now that's a saying.
I like it. If it bleeds, it leads. If I wanted to get out of work for a day and like I'm like, oh, no, my head's bleeding. You know, like I need to go home. I'm sick because I got all this blood. Where's the best place to just like nick my...
Find me up there. I was happy on the studio.
Yeah, where's the best place to nick yourself on the forehead to get that blood?
any place.
You just cut the forehead. That's it. That's the trick?
Yep.
Oh, I've seen guys cut their shoulders, their arms, everything.
What is it like?
Dr. Flair on call.
There you go. What is it like working for Vince McMahon?
Great. Tremendous.
Now what is it really like?
Anything of you that he won't do himself. What's that?
What's it really like, though?
Like the guy's honest truth. It's great. There's no bullshit about Vince McMahon. That's what you like about him. You might not disagree. You might not agree with what he's telling you, but he pays you a lot of money and he doesn't bullshit you.
So you are the 16-time world champion. So pretty much the UConn women's basketball team of wrestling. What is the most memorable title belt that you've ever won?
Well, it had to be number two, Starrcade 83. Because the first time I won, I thought I was ready, and I wasn't. And they took it off me within a year. But the second time I got it, I was ready and a lot more mature. And it turned my life around, because sometimes you're one and done with that opportunity. Like Tommy Rich and guys like that, you know, they kept it on him for a week. But I was lucky enough to get it back, and I was off and running.
Do you think some of the hate you got in the ring was because you were so stylish and flashy?
Good. And that good.
Yeah, the best.
Oh.
So back in the heyday, what was your tanning regimen? How many times a week are we talking?
You know, that's why I'm almost blind now. Four eye surgeries, 5-6 days a week.
You tan 6 days a week?
I sure did. You know, Luger's the one that started all that. But we never wore goggles, you know, so.
Oh, my. You just get in there, eyes open.
Wow.
Yeah, not eyes open, but, you know. Sir.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah, we didn't know him. And, you know, here comes Luger, this tan Adonis. I said, shit, I better get myself in a tanning bed. I even bought one.
Right. That's crazy. All right. We're going to let you go because you've been so nice with your time. We have a final couple questions that we ask all of our listeners.
No problem. Guests. I'm having a nice time.
Oh, awesome. First one is, do you wash your apples?
Do I what?
Wash your apples before you eat them.
Do I wash my apples before I eat them, you mean?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The nature boy, I feel like if you're really a nature boy, you just eat the dirt.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I'm refined a nature boy.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, that's true. You do have class. Yeah.
Limousine.
Style and class.
Yeah.
That's right, brother.
Final question. Is wrestling real?
Yes.
Good answer. Great answer.
Most definitely.
Perfect. Great answer. Great answer.
Told you, Hank.
And anybody that doesn't think it is should come down for a workout one day.
Love it.
And see what they think about it when they leave.
I've been in professional wrestling.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Our producer's actually a one-time professional wrestler. He knows.
Do you have Do you have a gym that you work out of? Like, if I wanted to take you up on that and wrestle with you?
I don't have a gym now with a ring in it, but I can find one.
Mm. I want to do that. I want to be your professional wrestler.
I want to do it, too.
Oh. Yeah, I got a ring in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I can find one in Atlanta. Come on.
I just thought of one other question. There was a recent story that Trump believed when Vince McMahon, when the limo blew up, that he thought Vince was actually dead. I also believed that. Does that make us idiots?
No, that's just how good WWE's production values mm-hmm. are.
True.
Could have fooled anybody.
Right.
Could have fooled the CIA.
Yep.
Right.
No, their stuff is better than NBA, NFL, name it. Their stuff is so good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so far advanced.
I agree. Before we let you go, so everyone check out the Ric Flair shop. Like I said, they got a nice holiday 20% off going. Can we get you to do one thing for us? Can you say this is Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, and you're listening to Part of My Take, and then just say, woo!
Listen to Pardon My Take?
Yeah, that's the name of the podcast, Pardon My Take. This is Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, and you're listening to Pardon My Take.
Okay. Hey, this is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and you're listening to Pardon My Take, the number one podcast. Woo!
Yes, that was fantastic. Ric, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll meet you sometime in person, and we'll do that wrestling together.
That'd be great.
We'll look for it. Okay, guys. Thank you so much.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you, okay?
All right. You too. Thanks.
Cam. Women.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow night. Women. Lots of them.
Yes, let's get it.
I'm out there. You know that.
Where are we going?
Let's make sure they're living by our motto.
Can we wait?
Long, special place wide, in Atlanta is the Ivy Buckhead.
Are we invited? Are we invited?
Of course you are.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go, women.
Cam.
Lots of them.
Take the women. Double them.
Double them. Triple them. I'm kind of heavy these days. Need more of them. We're going to break that record.
Have a great holiday, guys.
All right. Okay. Care, see you guys.
All right,
folks. Okay. Bye.
What happens when Adam Carolla traps Hollywood A-listers like Bryan Cranston and James Franco in a room with a couple of hundred drunken fanatics?
This should be a very dynamite show.
Uh-huh. Download the Adam Carolla Show with Bryan Cranston and James Franco now on the Podcast One app, iTunes, and at PodcastOne.com.
I think we should just say it on the podcast.
Let's talk mattresses. You're unique. You don't walk like everybody else, talk like everyone else, or sleep like everyone else. So why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a truly customized mattress will cost you $5,000 to $10,000. That's why. Until now. If you go to helixsleep.com and answer a few questions, what they're going to do is they're going to run a 3D biomechanical model of your body through their proprietary algorithms that they developed with help from the world's leading ergonomic and biomechanics experts. They're sleep scientists, okay? The result of all this is that you get the most comfortable mattress you've ever slept on. Helix customers report a 30% improvement in overall sleep quality, and for couples, they'll go ahead and they'll customize each side of the mattress. Your mattress arrives at your door in about a week, and shipping is completely free. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are talking about Helix Sleep. And they're going to give you 100 nights to try it out. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund. No questions asked. Absolutely no. You could do anything with that mattress. Weird, freaky stuff, and they won't care. So go to helixsleep.com/PMT. Get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/PMT.
All right. Let's do some segments, last segments of the year, guys. Kind of sad, right?
Very sad.
Yeah.
So is there anything we need to get off our chest right now or any resolutions we need to
tell
make?
The truth.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Don't do that. You know that makes me laugh.
Tell the truth. It's Tell the Truth Friday.
It's your own.
It's from.
Okay. So just a heads up, too. We have next week, we're going to have a show on Wednesday and Friday. It's going to be a best of. We actually gave a little behind the scenes DVD style take on each interview. Mm-hmm. So it's new stuff as well.
Yeah, there's a little bit of new stuff. It's mostly.
We joked.
Joking around, but there we gave a couple insights to some interviews.
We told why we don't like Lenny Dykstra,
and we told a crazy story about how I probably did the most racist thing I've ever done in my life.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, so you'll have to tune in and listen to
that.
Yeah,
it was pretty racist. Mm-hmm. All right, let's start out with bad visual for Michael Floyd from the New England Patriots.
Yes,
he's a Patriot, Hank, and he got arrested for drunk driving. He was basically fully asleep at the wheel, and the cops came up, tried to wake him up, couldn't wake him up. Mm-hmm. He's a Patriot.
Yeah, New England Patriot. So
Michael Floyd,
he's
New
the
England
first
Patriot.
New England Patriot to be mm-hmm. get in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't count Hernandez and Merriweather and
yeah.
Aqib Talib and all those other guys, right?
Michael Floyd.
First Patriot to get into trouble. He blew a .21, so his BAC.
Solid.
Solid, higher than his yak.
Yes.
If your back's higher than your yak, Arians has to cut you. Those mm-hmm. are the rules. That's a cardinal way.
Yep.
They're an accountable team, unlike the Patriots. So, it's a bad visual, but I guess it's better that he was asleep behind the wheel than if he was fully conscious and was thinking to himself, I'm driving drunk the entire time he was doing it.
True.
He was asleep, so he couldn't have been thinking, I shouldn't be doing this. So technically, it's not really a crime.
Also,
is sleepwalking a crime if you do something bad in a sleepwalk?
No, you can't. You can't be charged.
So he should get off for this one.
Also, a little PR 101 for him. I don't know if you know how the sun works, but up here in the northern hemisphere, the sun goes down pretty early in the winter, in the December month.
Mm-hmm.
People get sleepy. I'm pretty sleepy.
Ooh, you think it's like he might have seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Uh huh.
Has a judge ever said, like, he wasn't drunk, he was just super sad?
Well, what I'm saying in this case, since the Cardinals' season sucks so bad, it's making him depressed. So it's all of the 2016 year for him is seasonal affective disorder.
It's absolutely true. Spin Zone and PR 101.
But now that he's on the Patriots and they have a good record, he should be held fully accountable.
Yes.
By Roger Goodell, and the league should punish the Patriots for signing a criminal.
Speaking of criminal Patriots, let's do a Spin Zone real quick for Aaron Hernandez. He had his lawyer. What did his lawyer say?
So his lawyer suggested on Tuesday that Russian hackers were responsible for accessing Aaron Hernandez's jailhouse phone calls.
Hmm. Oh.
It could be a Russian hacker, with all respect, like WikiLeaks. So, yeah, that's a very timely excuse.
You know what? This guy actually just stumbled upon a genius thing. With Russia back, we've declared Russia's back.
Yes.
And the hackers are back. Everything can be blamed on Russian hackers.
Only flaw in your system is Russia doesn't have the clutch gene. They haven't won anything that counted.
True.
They needed us to clean up World War II. That we kicked their ass in the Cold War,
mm-hmm.
and you know now they're making some noise, but they're a yeah, but Russia's like the Jaguars of the mid-2000s.
Hank, did you ever do your taxes? We can cut this part. Did you ever do your taxes? Okay, well, Russian Ooh. Hackers.
Russia? No, you submitted them. Russia
yeah.
hacked your
intercepted them.
Intercepted your mail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did them, so it's all good.
Yeah,
yeah, but then they intercepted it, so you sent it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Now yeah. you got it. You got me now.
Yeah, I got you.
So we're gonna say that. Okay, let's do our next segment. We have a little sabermetrics. This one, whew, this is a doozy. This is from noted grumpy man George Carl, who has a new book coming out and making some splashes because he talked about Carmelo Anthony and what was it, Kenyon Martin. He said this, Carl wrote, Anthony and Martin not having fathers in their lives became a detriment to their personalities. Kenyon and Carmelo carried two big burdens. All that money and no father to show them how to act like a man.
All that money and no father to steal it from them.
Right. So, little sabermetrics there. If you don't have a father, you're probably not going to be great at basketball.
Well, I think if you look at it a different way, it's actually George Carl raising his hand and saying it's on me.
Mm.
Because what's the one thing that we always hear about guys like we talked about earlier? Coach K, George Carl, Popovich, it's always their father figures, right?
Yeah.
A basketball coach, more so than any other sport,
yep.
is a father figure.
Yep.
So he's actually saying, I didn't do a good enough job of raising these kids.
Well, the nice thing is with George Carl is it's definitely not him. It's everyone else.
Right.
It's, you know, even though Ray Allen hated him, and basically every, you know, DeMarcus Cousins hated him, basically every player that's ever played for George Carl ended up hating him,
mm-hmm.
but it's their lack of fathers,
and,
not George Carl.
And you know what? It's kind of unfair that George Carl somehow ended up with the only NBA players that didn't have fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just bad luck.
Weird. That's why we do sabermetrics.
That's why, yeah. Hey, maybe Nolan Naraki, the NFL scout, he always, the very first or very last, I forget, but it's very prominent in his scouting reports, is always, like, father is dead. Or,
right.
like, parents divorced. He always includes that.
Right. It's like the old, remember when Dez Bryant went to the combine, they asked if his mother was a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe George Carl should start asking the hard questions mm-hmm. before he drafts players.
I would rather have a player whose mom's a prostitute than a player whose mom had sex with somebody that loved her and now they're not together.
And then they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a Mike Greenberg dumb rules.
By the way, Jesus' dad wasn't always around.
Ooh.
I just want to point that out. He turned out pretty well.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, short career.
Yeah, but he was like a Pistol Pete.
Yeah. Well, he Jesus is an all-time what could have been
yeah.
if he had stayed healthy. we have a Mike Greenberg dumb rules. What do you got for us?
Here's a Mike Greenberg dumb rule change I thought of. There was a headline, kind of a bad headline here. It was that a Tampa Bay Bucks fan stabbed and killed Dallas Cowboys
nice.
Fan. But it got me thinking that every time that there's a crime in the paper, if the detectives are able to figure out what teams they supported, they should include that in the headline.
I like that.
So, like, Pittsburgh Penguins fan hits Washington Wizards fan in a drunk driving accident.
Atlanta Falcons fan masturbates in Quickie Mart.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah. Or Seahawks fan questions Cowboys fan's role in the attacks on 9/11.
There you go. Wow. That one got
that
deep.
One went yeah. pretty off the rails there.
I like it. I think it's nice to know who's out there committing the crimes. What teams they root for?
Yes. Hey, newspapers, do better.
Yeah, do better. We have a spoilers. First, we have a spoilers. We're going to do spoilers for Christmas movies. We haven't done spoilers in a while. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm going to go first. Home Alone 1. Turns out the shovel guy is actually a friend of Kevin, and the wet bandits get arrested, and everyone's safe.
Okay, that's good. Mine is Love Actually. Everybody ends up in love together.
Actually?
Actually. And then if you watch it, you're probably going to make out with a girl, or you're going to make out with a guy, if you're a girl or a guy. It's 2016.
Mine is The Snowman, the old kids movie, and the snowman melts at the end.
Shut up.
Fuck.
God damn it, Hank.
Hank, I'm actually mad about that
one. What the fuck? What happened?
Global warming's just a bitch.
And the carrot and the sticks just sit there?
The kid and the snowman become friends. The snowman melts. The kid's sad.
What a loser. Wait, was this kid Jim Harbaugh?
No.
I can see.
He's got his rock.
He's got his
pet rock.
He would go around destroying other snowmen with his rock.
Yes, exactly. by the way, snow is not meant for fake friends in Jim Harbaugh's world. It's missiles to throw at people. We have our
newest
segment.
Snow is a tool, not a device for your enjoyment.
That's enough internet for today.
Yes. This is a wild one, okay? And I didn't tell you guys ahead of time because I want to see your reaction to it. There's a movie out there, and I read this on newstatesman.com. There's a movie out there starring Sinbad as a genie. It took place in the early 90s. It was called Shazam. Mm. Is this ringing a bell for either of you guys?
Kazam?
No, Shazam.
With Shaq?
Anyways, so it's a movie that doesn't exist, but there are hundreds and hundreds of people out there that vividly recall this movie and the same scenes from it, even though it never happened.
Okay.
And so they confuse it with Kazam,
right,
a lot. But they understand that there are two separate movies, but they swear that the Sinbad one exists. And it's hundreds and hundreds of people. So it's like probably a 3,000, 4,000 word article interviewing these people who believe in this made up movie that it turns out never happened. And now Sinbad's got involved in it.
And what point do they put fruit in everyone's vagina and then eat it later?
No, that's not. That's a
Oh, that's another.
One.
That's
a different one.
So people actually think this?
Yeah, and it's a similar thing to there are thousands of people that believe that Nelson Mandela died in prison. They remember him dying in his funeral.
Fucking weird.
But he actually got out. And people think that Berenstain Bears was spelled E-I-N-S.
B-E-R-E-I. And what?
Oh, sorry, E-I-N, Berenstain, E-I-N at the end.
Got it.
But it's actually A-I-N.
Ooh.
So
I'm basically one of the people that thought that.
I went down a big wormhole and found out about...
Sounds like you got a little lost.
Yeah, way too much internet for me yesterday.
Before we do Jimbo's, we have an explain to Hake / bad radio. What is the new trend that you sent us last night?
It's people in relationships dressing up as their significant other. So the guy dresses like a girl and vice versa. All
right. So PFT and I are in a pretty significant relationship. Mm-hmm. So you ready?
You want to get dressed up as each other?
No, we're going to switch shirts.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
I don't know if my shirt's going to fit you. No offense.
All right.
What is this? This is a Will Ferrell shirt. Okay. Very timely. Mm. Oh, no. It's a David Page.
Okay. Alright, so I'm wearing PFT's shirt right now. It's like a medium. What do you got? Ooh, that looks good on you.
I'm basically wearing a tarp right now.
So that was bad radio. We just switched clothes
in the
radio.
No.
What a shirt.
Frame it correctly. We're doing the
partner swap
challenge.
Partner swap challenge.
If you
bad
put
radio
challenge after anything.
I'll tell you what.
Thing.
It's pretty hilarious right now because PFT is wearing a shirt that's way too big for him, and I'm wearing a shirt that's way too small for me.
Talk about the ultimate radio odd couple.
Oh man, you guys should be here. I wish you guys were here. All right, let's do Jimbo's to end out the year.
I got DM'd by a so-claimed. What the fuck? These people are writing them wrong, so I fucked them up on purpose.
Oh, yeah, that's what's happening.
Okay, stay woke.
I'm just gonna read. Got DM'd by a so-claimed handicapper. Went 5-0 in his sample picks. Rest of the week went 3-16. Next week I chose the opposite of all his picks, and I'm currently down a ton. And I had to pay for him for his service.
Wait, so that just means you were gambling?
Yeah, basically he's gullible.
Yeah.
So a random person cold called you in your DMs.
Stu Finer.
And you were like, yeah, this guy sounds legit.
Well, even still, I mean, This guy's just a gambler. I've done this a million times.
Thought I was getting booty called the other weekend, so I preemptively, good luck with that word, Hank. Fuck you, I nailed it. Called a surging Uber to go to the girl's house. When I was about 5 blocks away, the girl told me that explicitly I couldn't come over. So I ended up changing the address back to my place and took a $45 Uber for nothing.
That's it. Well, you got to see a nice side of town that you hadn't seen before, so that's kind of nice.
And hope you jerked off. Or as we say, what did we say the San Diego Chargers guy was doing? He's
hazing himself.
Hazing himself. Hope he hazed yourself.
I think if you're in the back seat of an Uber and that happens, you should they should have like a little receptacle that you can...
Yeah.
Like a little...
A blue balls receptacle.
A hole in the door you can just squirt out of on your way out.
That's... Okay. Let's circle back on that idea.
Hank, that was that one. I'm actually going to talk to my lawyer, Pat, the lawyer, about that.
Took a little lesson from Part of My Take and started eating ramen at work in front of my boss. Instead of giving me a raise, he stared at me every day and laughed. Eventually, I stopped eating ramen, and now everyone still jokes about how poor I am.
Wait, we told people to eat ramen?
We say to do a lot of things. If you actually do them, that's on you. But yeah, we said that if you wanted to convince your boss to give you a raise, act really poor in front of him. It's kind of the opposite of dress for... eat for the job you want, not the job you have. Here's what you do. I'm going to put my hand up. Mm-hmm. Our fault. You should not have been eating ramen. Order lobster every day and like surf and turf.
Wear a tuxedo.
Wear a tux and just act fancy as hell. Take a limo to work in the morning.
Money
and
makes then, money. It's a pay-to-play league.
That's right. And eventually your boss, when he's going through payroll, he'll be like, holy shit, we're paying this guy $25,000 a year?
Right.
We should be like at least triple that.
I can't believe someone actually listened to our advice. Shit. All right, I'm sorry. We're all sorry. Because when it came back out of your mouth just now, the ramen thing, that was really stupid.
I'm in a fantasy football league where the commissioner died suddenly. Don't know how to ask politely if I still get my money.
Oh, we've had this happen. So this is...
What week did it happen? That's
right,
the real
so
question.
He's
in the playoffs.
He's saying it's playoffs and he wants his championship money.
Right, but what week did the commissioner die? And we need to know how he died, too.
That's also important.
Yeah. If it was something that he saw coming, then there should have been... checks in place to make sure that
situation.
We died
worst
suddenly.
Case scenario.
He died suddenly.
Okay. Everybody dies suddenly.
Yeah,
Hank.
But you still deserve your money.
Yeah,
you still deserve your money. Just hit up his parents. Just be like, hey, I know Johnny just passed away.
Go to the funeral.
Like maybe give it like 2 days, then hit up his parents. And be like, hey, can you give me some access to his bank account because he owes me like $50 for our fantasy league.
Yeah, because Jamal Charles got hurt and so I beat him in the playoffs.
Right. I beat his ass.
Yeah.
I pranked my cubemate by moving everything out of his cube one night after work. Shows up late the next morning and turns out his entire apartment was burglarized the night before.
Oh,
wow. So he's got PTSD at this point.
Okay.
For the rest of his life, he's going to walk into rooms expecting them to be rearranged. That sounds like my own personal hell.
Yeah. Do you know LeBron doesn't like to walk into new rooms? That's a fear of his. Walking into rooms that he's never been in before.
Yeah, because he's a bitch.
Yeah.
What, like the Hall of Fame?
Like every single room he walks into, he's scared. That's a true fact.
That's why
you didn't know that fact?
That's why he had such a bad record on the road his rookie year.
Let me look this up real quick.
Baby back bitch.
Baby back bitch. I think Big Cat just made that up.
I might have made that up, but let's go with it. LeBron has an irrational fear of new rooms. Okay.
All right. I got a UTI and decided to pretend it didn't exist. After a month, it spread to my kidneys. I got a fever. Both my kidneys felt like pure fire, and I couldn't stop shaking. Had to be rushed to the hospital.
Okay. Number one, that tells me that your stream's too weak. Because if you get a UTI, you can...
Oh, what if it's a chick?
Yeah, either way.
Okay.
If you get a UTI, you can piss it out if you just piss hard enough.
Yeah. True. What is a UTI? Is that a school?
Urinary tract infection.
It is.
School
Universal
Texas,
Technical
right?
Institute.
There we
but
go.
It's also a urinary tract infection. Dude, just drink cranberry juice.
Yeah, and UTI. Go Dogs.
Haven't got laid in 2 months. Last Friday, a girl texted me telling her friend Sarah really wanted to bang. I wasn't sure who Sarah was, so I texted my friend, is Chase's ugly friend that brought me the Mad Dog's name Sarah? Chase and her ugly friend Sarah had my friend's phone when I sent the text while they were in my room at school and I was home. My friend told me out of spite they spit on my pillows and poured wine all over my bed.
Hank,
still haven't got laid.
Hey, can you just at least lie and say we've changed the names to protect the innocent in this one?
We've changed the names to protect
those are
the
fake
innocent.
Names that Hank
yeah,
just
those are
read.
Fake names.
Well, shout out to Mad Dog. Because there are worse things in the world than having just a pillow soaked in Mad Dog 2020.
Yep. And also, just a heads up, man, like if you haven't been laid in a couple months, you're on a drug.
Yeah.
Know, First of all, that's not like a cold streak. Two months is not that cold of a streak.
Beggars can't be choosers, though.
Also, just like maybe jerk off a couple times because your brain is fucked up.
Take an Uber. Take a long Uber ride.
You basically say that you got a text message saying, like, Sarah wants to bang, and you didn't think, wow, something might be up. How often does that happen where someone just texts you like, hey, this chick wants to bang?
Or if you're in a slump, that's an automatic yes. Basically, always.
Yeah.
If you get a text from a guy saying, hey, I know this girl
that wants to bang,
and that guy's not currently banger, that's an issue.
Yes. Use your head.
It's like when you get an email from a Nigerian prince being like, hey, I've got $5 million, but I don't want it.
You inherited. Do you want it? Yeah. Well, wow, we randomly
it's just sitting in my house. You want it?
Use your head.
I got engaged in June. Fiance lost the ring in October, and I just ordered her a brand new one.
What? Huh? Just lost
Got engaged in June. I'm doing the timeline here.
Yep.
She lost it in November.
October.
And I just ordered her new ring. I don't know who the Jimbo's on there. Is that on?
Probably on the guy for buying her a new ring.
Probably on the guy for being engaged to a girl that loses your diamond ring and probably pawns it and then suckers you like a sucker for more money.
Yeah. Probably the guy whose fiance is taking off her ring and then going to.
Oh, I lost it.
Yeah. Going to text dudes being like, hey, it's Sarah, I want to bang.
Oh, I lost it.
Names were changed.
That's right. Oh, I lost it in Jamaica when I was at Sandals with my girlfriends. Weird.
Got last place in my fantasy football league, which meant that I had to dump a bucket of 11 other dudes' piss on my head.
Classic fantasy league.
Guys.
Yeah. What was your team name?
The Piss Buckets.
Harambe's Bukkake.
Saturdays are for Harambe.
Somewhere over Dwayne Bowe.
Find new friends. That's my advice on that one.
Well,
that's not bad.
Just pay.
This guy obviously is in a league where he has a lot in common.
You
want to
do it? You want to do a fantasy league about losing a finger?
You know what?
But you think that
I also
buckets are too far.
I would rather lose a finger.
I also realized that
one of us has to wear a suit for a month.
And I also just realized that we just posted a video of me pissing my pants. So I'm going to take back everything I just said. That's a cool league. Invite me to it next year. I'm in.
The piss league.
Yeah, I'm in the piss league next year. I'm fully in the dump piss on yourself league next year.
I would also just point out that the type of piss matters in this situation. Mm-hmm. So if it's piss collected after, say, 10 hours of you and your friends drinking nothing but light beer, then it's basically light
water.
Beer. Yeah, it's water. But if it's like you have to pass around a bucket over the course of days and then mix the melange of urine together, then that's a whole other story.
Right.
I think that's a little bit over the line.
Before we get going here, let's do Jimbo of the Year. It's our favorite Jimbo. Read it for us, Hank.
All right. This is from a guy named Hennessy Beach, Twitter user. Fired 3 people on my staff. 4 more quit after. So now I'm doing everything in this fucking Pizza Hut.
Still my favorite Jimbo.
It's great. I like any tweet that improves until the very end.
Right. So he has
followed up. He no longer works at Pizza Hut.
Look at you.
Onward
and upward. Social climber. He must have been eating a lot of ramen.
So good career move.
Yeah. All right. That is it for the year. You'll see us on Wednesday and Friday, but just so you know, we're not really there because we taped it.
Mm-hmm.
Little secret. We got any parting words? Oh, remember to give all your loved ones the gift of Part of My Take by subscribing on your phone.
Giving them a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So
unlimited resubscriptions.
That's right. Follow Part of My Take on Twitter. Follow it on Instagram. And we will have a special coupon there that you can print out and give to a loved one.
And make sure you definitely follow Part of My Take on Twitter, too, because we have a special Black Monday planned for when all the NFL coaches get fired. We're gonna bring you live analysis of each coach firing.
Thorough, in-depth analysis, as well as the likely candidates to replace them.
Yes.
We'll also be doing a recap of this past year. So tweet us your favorite moments, whatever.
Awesome.
All that shit.
So even though we just told you a second ago that we're not going to do anything, that was kind of a lie. Hank's going to be working pretty hard.
Yeah, all week.
Blog never sleeps.
Shout out Hank.
All right. We will see you guys for real on January 2nd.
You blew it. Hey, we will see you guys
next year.
I love you.
Take on me. Take